And thanks to OTR, where you can get a delicious Krispy Kreme Violet Crumble Donut. How good does that sound? We talk all things AFL with Terry Wallace. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you going this morning?
I am very well, thank you. Now, I've been getting a little bit of feedback during the week. We've been talking a lot about the Crows and their year from hell, but the Port supporters want a bit of love this week, and I can understand why, considering they are setting records all over the place.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever about that. And if they can get the victory this Monday night, this coming Monday against Collingwood, well, they set themselves in some pretty rare air. There's no doubt about that. I'll give you a couple of little suggestions of what they will achieve. So, first up, they will be one of only three sides ever to have gone from being top of the ladder in round one all the way through the entire season, not ever losing that that top position. So, the three sides that have done it are 1991, the West Coast Eagles, and 2000, so it hasn't been done for 20 years. 2000, Essendon did exactly the same. Both those sides played off at a grand final. Obviously, Essendon winning the flag in 2000, and the West Coast Eagles were runners-up to Hawthorn in 91. So that's their first one. The other one that they do tick off with that is they will actually be the first team ever in the history of the AFL to come from outside of the top eight to do it. And both of those other sides who have achieved it were both finalists the year before. So certainly that's another feather in their cap to do that, which only other two other sides have done, but to do it from outside of the top eight is pretty remarkable. And I've got one other one for you, Keith, and particularly for those, maybe those Port Adelaide fans who are a little bit superstitious. There's been an odd thing going on in the AFL now for 20 years, all the way back to 2000, and it's occurring every 4 years. It's almost like the Olympic Games. I know the Olympic Games were cancelled this time around, but it's this oddity that keeps happening every 4 years in AFL football. Now, it starts off with the team that is top of the ladder in round one has gone on to win the flag in that particular year every 4 years since 2000. So I'll take you through it. In 2000, it was Essendon who were top of the ladder in round one, and they won the premiership at the end of the 2000 season. 2004, Port, fans will remember that quite nicely. It was Port Adelaide who were top of the ladder in round one and went on to win the flag. In 2008, it was Clarko's Cluster that we saw for the very first time in round one against Melbourne, I think it was, at the MCG, and they were top of the ladder after that round one, went on and won the 2008 premiership, even though the Cats were hot favourites. 2012, once again, the Sydney Swans, who were a notoriously poor starting team, jumped out of the blocks and were on top of the ladder after round one. Guess what? With a Nick Melcheski late goal, they ended up going on and winning the 2012 premiership. And then, in 2016, who would have thought that it was the Bulldogs who were on top of the ladder after round one? Now, surely, they couldn't break a 60-odd year hoodoo to get out over the top and win the premiership to keep this run going, this mystical spell going. But guess what? They did. 2016, they did exactly that. We're now up to 2020, and it was Port on... It's ridiculous that it's happened so many times, and each 4 years. Not a split or not a break. Every 4 years it's occurred over a 20-year period.
History is in the making, and thanks to OTR, where you can get a delicious Krispy Kreme Violet Crumble Donut for a limited time only. Terry, thanks for joining us, and we'll chat next week.
Pleasure, and then look, good luck on Monday night to all those Port fans. Good luck to Adelaide fans as well. We had a good finish to the season. Not sure that you'll be able to get it done against the Tigers this week, but certainly, geez, you found some good young kids at least. And, it looks a little bit brighter than what it did a month or so ago.